Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and I have a treat for you. This is the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of one of my favorite companies in sports nutrition, Federico Moishant. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you for having me, David. Happy to be here.
Well, it's so much fun for me when I get into the sports nutrition side of things, because way back when, probably before you were born, I ran the most notable sports agency in the world. And I remember doing my first sports nutrition deal with a guy named Troy Aikman, and he actually was the spokesperson for Metrex. And it was a bioactive dairy protein that was utilized mostly in bodybuilding before we took on more mainstream character like Troy Aikman. And today, speaking of mainstream, sports nutrition has absolutely hit the mainstream, and it's very competitive. But somehow Body Armor and the sports drink and Powerade both are at the top. What do you consider to be the reason how both of these extraordinary brands are at the top of their game when there's so much noise in that vertical?
Yeah, I mean, you said it, David. The world of sports has evolved so much, so much. The competition has gotten so much better. Everyone's looking for that edge, you know, that edge, because whether it's football, basketball, baseball, soccer, you name it, it's a game of inches. So whatever you can do to get that advantage, you're going to take that advantage and try to beat the competition. So if you translate that to what we are trying to do at Body Armor Sports Nutrition, which, look, now we operate as the sports division of the Coca-Cola company, and our two brands are Body Armor and Powerade. We've tried our very best to evolve as the world of sports has evolved. So if you take Body Armor, for example, Body Armor has always been a brand, you know, founded by the guy here behind me, Kobe Bryant. That always stood for better. Kobe and his belief, if you listen to or read the book, The Mamba Mentality, he talks about his obsession with getting better every single day and asking himself the question every day, are you better today than yesterday? So for us at Body Armor, we take that to heart. And that's the core value of the brand. Are you better than the competition? And we strongly believe that our competitor is a little bit outdated and it's a little bit obsolete and it hasn't changed in 65 years. And every single time someone picks up a body armor over the competition, we believe they are making their lives better and their sports journey better. In the case of Powerade, it's slightly a different approach. Powerade is a 35-year-old brand that we integrated about 2 years ago to our business. And it had a brand, it was a brand that had not changed in 35 years. So the first thing that we did is to reformulate Powerade to really offer it the functionality that that competitor was not offering. We added more electrolytes, 50% more electrolytes than the competition, to be exact. And we added vitamins that the product didn't used to have. So as the world of sports evolves, our diets and we as individuals become much more functional. And the products, you know, they expect a lot more out of the food and beverages that they are consuming. You know, these are not the athletes of the 80s and 70s that, you know, were not as disciplined as they are right now. These athletes that we deal with now, man, do they measure every single thing they put into their bodies, right? Because their bodies are their temple and that's their business. So I think we feel very, very proud of Body Armor, the brand, what it stands for. We will continue to push the limits. And we're very excited about next year. We have a lot of very good stuff coming out. We've launched some stuff this year that has been very good. And then we've kind of transformed Powerade into a better brand. So we're
excited. You talked about bet. Oh, yeah. Very excited. Sorry for interrupting you, but you talked a lot about better, and I've been blessed to work with Kobe, and especially after he retired, in his book in the World Basketball Association. And there's several characteristics that I see in you and the company that made Kobe Kobe. And the first is the desire that you must be what you can be. A lot of people may not even know Kobe continued his regimen after he retired, the same as if he was playing, and then just put his intention towards other things for societal good, including winning an Academy Award. Everything that that guy did or would do, including, of course, the amazing job that he did with several brands like yours, is extraordinary with Body Armor. But you also, as a leader, have taken on the Mamba mentality. You wake up early like I do. You start the day off with gratitude and you meditate. You have certain non-negotiables, like a minimum of 70 minutes a day on your health, whatever it may be. You're extremely disciplined in committed, consistent behaviors that are progressing towards where you want to be or better. How important is that Mamba mentality, not only in your brand, but you as a leader, as an entrepreneur, in amplifying the success that you've had, whether it was with Chobani, with, of course, Body Armor, or even Powerade? There's a frequency that you have as a leader that mirrors or reflects into the companies you work with.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, David. Look, it has a lot to do with it. You know, it's at the end of the day, we all know that time is a limited resource. Right, time is one of those things that will never get back, and how you use time wisely to either prepare yourself or recover yourself or use that time for family time, you know, to be successful at whatever we do, whether it's, you know, you're an athlete or you're in corporate America, whatever that may be. Filling up your energy tank and filling up your love tank and filling up all the tanks that you need to do to perform at a high level is extremely important. So, believe it or not, I've learned a lot of that over the years by listening to Kobe Bryant and others that really inspire me. And I've, like, you know, kind of shamelessly, I've stolen little tricks of different individuals that I admire quite a bit. Like, you know, making the most out of your day. I did not used to wake. I didn't wake up at 4:45 in the morning every single day, you know, 10 years ago. I think over the course of time, I've learned how to be very, very disciplined with time. And then, if you are disciplined with time and you're not wasting time scrolling or doing other stuff that nowadays we are tempted to do, you get that time for recovery, you get that time for family, you get that time to do everything else that prepares you just to be a better professional every single day. So a lot of it has to do with the discipline to recover, so then you have the stamina to perform. I'll never forget, not the Kobe's Redeem Team, right? You've heard the stories of those guys getting ready in Vegas, and some of Kobe's teammates coming back from the club, from the bar, and this guy is at 4 in the morning going out to do his first workout, right? So if you conquer the morning, and if you get 2 hours, if you're while everyone's sleeping, you're working out or you're meditating or you're, doing your gratitudes. Maybe that day doesn't, it's not a big difference. Over the course of time, those 2 hours, over a year, over 2 years, over 3 years, they make a difference. And in the corporate world, longevity is very important. It's not whether you can do it or you can't do it. Can you lead a company? Can you not lead a company? Can you lead a team? How long can you do it for? Because it punches you in the face, just like life. It punches you over and over again. So you have to have the discipline to give you that stamina, and that stamina, not over a short period of time, but over a long period of time. So you're in the game as long as you can.
Of course, you've been honored as one of the greatest Hispanic executives, Latino game changers out there, which is very important to both of us, to show people to where they can be, people that look like us, sound like us, are from where we're from. And the globalization of sports has also allowed for the globalization of sports nutrition and sports products. And you guys are expanding globally as well, obviously with Powerade and of course, Body Armor entering Canada and Latin America. Imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time. For you, is there any regionalization, any differences of prioritized nutrition in, for example, Canada or Latin America that's different than America, than United States of America? Are there different, like other products, regionalization, things are, that are prioritized more, hydration or vitamins? Was there a difference in the product prioritization in globalizing those products?
Yeah, look, Powerade is a global brand already. I think when you look at the world of Powerade, believe it or not, Powerade is a much bigger player around the world than what it is in the US. I would say that in the sports drink, the pure sports drink like a Powerade, differences around the world are not that much. You know, it's we all exercise, we all sweat, we all need replenishment in the form of electrolytes. I would say internationally, sports are more of a social interaction in other parts of the world, particularly in Latin America. If you're part of an indoor soccer league, if you're part of a softball team, if you're part, you know, it is much more of a social interaction, whereas in the US, it always has a slightly more competitive nature. And that's a social difference that doesn't have to do with the product, but it does speak to where you need to focus your products on. So I would say the US, far more functional. The US consumer is far more functional on what they expect from their food and their beverages, which is why Body Armor, you know, is still not a global brand. We're going to get there, and we have to be very methodical as to how we do it. We started with Canada because the Canadian consumer, you know, is close to the American consumer, has a lot of similarities. We've been very successful in Canada. We're not even year one, and we've made quite a mark as Body Armor. And Powerade continues to grow, which is super exciting. And we're going into Mexico next year with Body Armor. So we don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. We know there are some differences, but we're flexible enough to figure it out along the way as well. You know, there will be some differences. We all know that in the rest of the world, soccer is king. In the US, soccer is not king, you know? So the fact that Powerade has been behind the global love sport of soccer, that gives that brand a big edge. But we're seeing great efforts by the NFL, by the NHL, by the MLS, and other American sports, baseball. You know, we're seeing a lot more of globalization of those sports. So as that happens, we're obviously going to use Body Armor and our, you know, our relationships with our partners, like the NHL or the MLS, or even our athlete partners, and leverage them in markets in the future. So Coca-Cola bought this brand to make it a global brand, and Coca-Cola is the best at it. So we're super, you know, honored to be part of that. And the goal is to make Body Armor a big, big global brand.
Yeah, now you know what it feels like when Shaq got Kobe. So bringing it all together there for the Los Angeles Lakers. To finish up, being a leader is not all that it appears to be. I've been blessed to run some of the biggest companies as well in the world. And one of the most difficult challenges I had was to keep a harmonious home life. And so to that end, it takes a commitment to consistent prioritization of family. And knowing you and the leadership that you provide with your heritage culture in prioritization of that family life and time, how have you been able to maintain? I think you have two kids, you're married, I think you even have two dogs. How have you been able to prioritize your family while you're running two of the biggest brands in the world?
Well, look, David, I'll say this. Yes, I have a beautiful wife of 13 years, Faye, a 12-year-old daughter, 9-year-old son, a 10-year-old Weimaraner, and a 2-year-old Weimaraner. So we have our hands full. Someone asked me this question the other day, and I responded. The question was, what is the most important decision you've made in your life that brought you to this place? And I always say, like, you know, all important decisions, where you go to school, where you work, who you choose as friends, who you surround yourself with. But by far and above, the most important decision we will all make in our lives is who you choose as your life partner. And sometimes we get it right, sometimes we don't. I will encourage everyone to keep trying, even if you don't get it right the first time or the second time. But I found mine, and Faye, my wife, has been my rock. She's made a lot of sacrifices for me to be able to live the life I live, to travel as much as I travel, to spend the time doing what I do. And but she also keeps me very humble, and you know, runs a tight ship at home. A lot of the discipline that I talked about earlier at home, and a lot of me being present when I'm there, I'm present, has a lot to do with her helping me get there, you know, because sometimes it's hard to get off of work. It's hard to get off of email. It's hard. It's, you know, and when you have the excuse that watching sports is your job, it's also hard to stop watching sports, you know.
I feel you.
So to answer your question, she's my rock. She's my everything. She's been the biggest supporter. I could tell you, you know, I married her when I was 30 years old. My professional life before her and my professional life after her, it just took off. And she made me a better person. She made me a father. I think kids just give you a different perspective on life. I think they make you a better leader as well. So I would give her all the credit in the world on how I can piece it all together and keep it going.
Well, you're singing my language from start to finish on this interview. I've been married 27 years to my dream girl. And I always say behind every great leader is an amazing woman, but also an amazed woman, because they're probably sitting at home going, how the heck did this guy do this? But you are doing it with the support and guidance and leadership of our spouses. And I agree with you 100%. I know you also enjoy watching The Office with your family, which I do as well. I also want to invite you onto my Apple TV show called Office Hours, where we love to spotlight you, Body Armor and Power Aid, an amazing leader, an icon of what we can do if we have the desire that we must be what we can be. That's what Federico Morchant has as Chief Executive Officer of Body Armor, Sports Nutrition, and Power Aid. An incredible leader, an incredible friend. Federico, thank you so much for joining us on The Playbook.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much for having me.
This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.